Yeah. It's all live on the internet. So here it is, 7 o'clock, close enough for those of you who tuned in early. It's because we had some techie difficulties. Tom, you don't even know this. We're using this cool device here. And we're broadcasting live on Facebook. On Facebook Live. So we've got music we're going to share with people. We're going to share the message. We're going to take some prayer requests over through Facebook. We're going to have all kinds of good stuff this evening. So welcome, everyone. I know I look... Well, of course, the camera's far enough away, so I guess I probably look the same as I look on Facebook, right? Anyway, but I have Brandon Armstrong over here. Actually, you kind of were in the shot. I think I've got that. Brandon just lighting up the guitar for us, and his dad, Scott Armstrong, behind us, giving a click, click, or something there while he's going to hide. But anyway, Scott keeping the drums going, and Karen just tickling the ivories. God bless you. So we all have fun. So... I had some real techie difficulties here earlier. I found out on Facebook Live that if I tried to make the picture run in landscape mode, the wider left right might mode, the app just kept crashing. So that's why you're seeing it in what's called portrait mode, the straight up and down mode. Love to be able to show you more, but here we are, right? We always like to start off with music and say hello to Tom. Tom's one of our regulars. God bless you, Tom. We're glad you're here. Always good to have bodies in seats. But we've got a lot of eyeballs watching out on Facebook. Let's go through Midnight Cry. I hear the sound, let's sing along, of a mighty rushing wind. And it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds the call at the midnight cry. We'll all be going home when Jesus steps out on a cloud to call God's children. The dead in Christ shall rise in the air. Then those that remain will be quickly changed at the midnight cry when Jesus comes again. I look around me, I see prophecies fulfilling and signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father as he says, son, go get my children at the midnight cry. Brighter Christ shall arise when Jesus steps out on a cloud to call God's children. The dead in Christ shall rise to meet him in the air. And then those that remain changed at the midnight cry when Jesus comes again. When Jesus steps out on a cloud to call God's children, the dead in Christ shall rise. Those that remain will be quickly changed at the midnight cry when Jesus comes again. At the midnight cry when Jesus comes again.
at the midnight cry, we'll all be going home. We'll all be going home. We'll all be going home.
We'll all be going home. Pick a capo, any capo, Karen. Life's good. Sing a spirit song.
Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with His Spirit and His love. Let Him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let Him have the things that hold you in His Spirit like a dove. Will descend upon your life and make you whole. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your life. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your life. Oh, come and sing the song with gladness, as your hearts are filled with joy. Lift your hands in sweet surrender to His name. Oh, give Him all your tears and sadness. Give Him all your years of pain, and you'll enter into life.
Songs. So the music we usually do on Thursday nights, the same music we're playing then on Sunday, and this is actually in the church, it's called Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter, which I prefer to call Resurrection Sunday, but we can work with Easter too, because God is good. God knows the difference. This one's Capo 2, Karen. Capo 2. For those of you who aren't on the music world, capo 2 means it's in a different key. We're playing a different key than the notes in front of us. And many times I got to sing lower because this is actually sung by rap Matt Redman. Matt Medman? Matt. The three times, blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where dreams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing pour out, turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. blessed be your name. When the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. On the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Sometimes work, sometimes don't. Bless God, his name is glorious to be blessed. So one of the things we like to do in this church is we kind of do a mixture of some of the old, some of the new. This is actually a close. Actually doing this next one is a closing hymn called I'm So Happy, better known as I Got the Joy, 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 Joy.
Got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart to stay. Yes, I'm so happy, so very happy. I have the love of Jesus in my heart. Yes, I'm so happy. I got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart, down in my heart to say. Yes, I'm so happy, so very happy. I have the love of Jesus in my heart. Love of Jesus down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I got the love of Jesus down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. Yes, I'm so happy, so very happy. I have the love of Jesus in my heart. Yes, I'm so happy.
That one too, don't we? Should we tag that one?
Jesus in my
welcome. up to Thursday nights. We practice on Thursday nights. We have fun on Thursday nights. We have no clue what we're doing on Thursday nights.
But we still enjoy it anyway because we love Jesus.
All right, last song. Last song. Yes, you got one more. You got one more.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
This is a fun one. We're gonna get a lot of Facebook comments on this one.
Otherwise, Capo 7.
Oh, is that what you... Well, I hope you're singing it. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Am I doing it too?
There was a cross on Calvary's hill where they crucified God's Son, and it's been the salvation of many a poor soul. And Lord, I know I'm one. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to flee, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already gone. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise, and when we first begun.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Question is, can they see me now? That's going to be the next question, right?
Yes.
Hey, Brandon, do me a favor. Yeah, I mean, oh, that's right, you're looking over there. I forgot. Boy. Yeah, we figured out that there's a 17-second delay, Tom. 17-second delay, yeah, between realities, right? Exactly. Exactly. Now, I have in front of me couple things, but I really want to look this up on this phone instead. Let's see if I can do this the right way. 1 Corinthians. All right, a lot of times on Thursday nights, I'll do what I call Bible bingo, where I'll just go ahead and open the Bible, let it fall open, and let God show me what He needs. However, for this one, God laid it on my heart to share with you guys. Share with you guys 1 Corinthians 2 and 3, actually. Let's see, is this matching up with this? Yeah, it does. But I like reading it off of, I like to use the Bible.com. I know, Tom, you're all about that, right? The Bible.com app. Paper Bibles are always sometimes better, aren't they? I can see you a little bit. I can hear you. You have a good week, Tom? Excellent. So far, you still have a few more days left in the week. That's all. That all works. That all works indeed. Okay. All right. So in 1 Corinthians 2, this talks about, this is Paul speaking and talking about
he's giving a message of wisdom. And there's a lot that happens within these two chapters that I think are pretty important to share, especially with a lot of things that the questions people have on their eternity and what's going to be really happening. So let me just read this. So 1 Corinthians 2, Paul says, "When I first came to you, dear brothers and sisters, I didn't use lofty words and impressive wisdom to tell you God's secret plan. For I decided that while I was with you, I would forget everything except Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified." In today's world, as you know, is we get a lot of bad teachings in churches, a lot of things that are just flat wrong, especially with regard to God's will for us for healing in particular. And so we end up doing all things. So he was really good with this. He says, "Man, I'm just giving it to you really plain. Rather than using clever and pervasive speeches, I relied only on the power of the Holy Spirit. And I did this so that you would not trust in human wisdom, but in the power of God." So that's actually one of the reasons why a lot of times on Thursdays, I just let the Bible open and start talking. Because a lot of times in preparation, the human brain can start doing really weird stuff. "So yet when I am among mature believers, I do speak with words of wisdom, but not the kind of wisdom that belongs to this world or to the rulers of this world who are soon forgotten. No, the wisdom we speak of is the mystery of God, his plan that was previously hidden, even though he made it for our ultimate glory, even before the world began. But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord. And this is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God prepared for those who love him." Right, now that's from Isaiah. That's Old Testament now. Isaiah 64, verse 4. "No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." We can't imagine this. "But it was to us that God revealed these things by his Spirit. For his Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets." How cool is that, right? So through the Holy Spirit, we actually get to see God's deep secrets. He's going to show us these things. "No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit." That's verse 11. "No one can know a person's thought except that person's own spirit." Nobody can read your mind except God. Only God knows your true heart. The devil's not going to read your mind. I can't read your mind, Tom. I can say something and see how you react, which is exactly what the devil does with us. The devil has these little darts he throws at us, these little thoughts he'll throw into our head. He can't read our mind. But he can throw in these little darts, these things, and say, "Watch, what did he do? Oh, that, well, that worked. That worked. Archive, bookmark. Let's remember that for next time." So we don't know these things. So only God knows our thoughts. So no one except God's thoughts. So only the Holy Spirit of God can reveal things to us. So when we're reading God's Word, the only way God's Word really makes sense to us is when we've got the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God revealing these to us. And we receive God's Spirit, not the world spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. We're on verse 13 now. And for those who are coming in later, it's 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. "When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths." All right, so sometimes these things are explained or are rendered out through what we call prayer language, or the speaking of tongues that happen. But people who aren't spiritual, meaning they've not received the Holy Spirit or the gift of the Holy Spirit to help understand, people who aren't spiritual cannot receive these truths from God's Spirit. It just sounds like foolishness to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Right? So when the Holy Spirit's given us a message, if we're not in tune with God, if we've not accepted Christ, we're not going to be understanding what's going on. It's just going to seem like gibberish to them. "So those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, but they themselves cannot be evaluated by others. For who can know the Lord's thoughts, and who knows enough to teach him?" Now that also comes from the Old Testament. That's Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13. Who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? None of us, obviously. "But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ." Now, how good is that? That's good. That's amazing, isn't it? Think about that. When we accept Christ, we have the mind of Christ. And that's our struggle, isn't it? because we've got our carnal nature. We've been raised in this world. We've got all the experiences of this world. And here we are. Here we are working it through the mind of Christ. Now this moves on to the next chapter, chapter 3, which is a continuation. So it's important to tie all this together. So Paul continues. He says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would to spiritual people," meaning people that are very mature in their understanding of Christ. "I had to talk to you as though you belonged to the world or as though you were infants in Christ. I had to feed you with milk, not with solid food, because you weren't ready for anything stronger. And you still aren't ready, for you are still controlled by your sinful nature." It still applies to a lot of us, isn't it? Our sinful nature. We're always at battle with this. "You are jealous of one another and quarrel with each other. Doesn't that prove that you are controlled by your sinful nature?" So Paul had a desire to speak and share higher level things with them, but you know they weren't ready for it. So Paul gives them what they can take and build on. So one of you says, "I'm a follower of Paul." Another says, "I follow Apollos." "But aren't you acting just like people of the world? After all, who is Apollos? Who is Paul? We are only God's servants through whom you believe the good news. And each of us did the work the Lord gave us. I planted a seed in your hearts and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow." So that's really our calling, isn't it? To plant the seeds. Plant the seeds and just pray God, just come in. Come in and let it. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What is important is that God makes the seed grow. The one who plants and the one who waters work together with the same purpose, and both will be rewarded for their own hard work. And we are both God's workers, and you are God's field. You are God's building. And because of God's grace to me, I've laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it. But whoever is building on this foundation must be careful. This is real important as we're building up on this foundation. So whoever is building on this must be careful, because it has to build on the only foundation that can last, and that's on Jesus Christ. So anyone who builds on a foundation, they can use a variety of materials. They can use gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, the builder will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builder will be saved, but like someone barely escaping through a wall of flames. And that's that little section right there is pretty much verses 11 through 15. All right, so here we've got the foundation of Christ laid down. It's the foundation, it's a building block. Christ is our building block. Now, what are we going to do with that? Are we going to let that sit? Are we going to go ahead and build upon that? And how do we build upon that? We build upon it by sharing the love of Christ. By sharing the love, by building and doing more things. So here, what this scripture is saying, those who are building up the foundation of Christ, building it up on love, building it up on faith, building it up on peace, building it up on joy. When the time comes, when the judgment day comes, they're good. And then it's saying the people that really didn't do much with that. I like to call them agreeers and believers. When we all accept Christ, we're an agreeer. Every one of us, we're an agreeer. We make a conscious decision. Okay, I agree that Christ is my Savior. But we need to move from an agreeer to a believer. And what is a believer? In Mark 16:16-17, it's declared, "These signs shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and recover. If they drink any deadly poison, it won't harm them." But it's the taking of the action. It's sharing the love of Christ. And when God is talking to you and telling you to talk to that person in the supermarket and just love on them, just say, "Hey, God loves you," or "I want to pray for you." That obedience is huge. That obedience is huge. So those who just kind of say, "Yep, I've been saved by Christ," and don't live a lot with it, you barely escape through a wall of flames. I want you to give yourself a little cushion and start building up on the love, right? So now, verse 16. "Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you? And God will destroy anyone who destroys this temple. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple." That's some pretty cool stuff. You are that temple. God will destroy anyone that destroys this temple, for God's temple is holy and you are that temple. So stop deceiving yourselves. If you think you're wise by this world's standards, you need to become a fool to be truly wise. For the wisdom of the world is foolishness to God, for as the scripture says, he traps the wise in the snare of their cleverness. That comes from Job chapter 5, 13. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, and he knows those thoughts are worthless. That's in Psalm 94, verse 11. So don't boast about a particular human leader, for everything belongs to you, whether Paul or Apollos or Peter or the world or life or death or the present or the future. Everything belongs to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. Congratulations, you just made it for two chapters. But isn't that what it's all about, though? You got to take what we got and build up on it, and build up with it. And that's the big calling. That's what we're called to do. I am missing my piece of paper, and I know there's going to be some stuff on that screen. Leave me the comments. See, told you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're probably all over the place. Oh, man, am I out of paper here? Found one. We got comment. You know what? I'm going to look on the big screen over here so people get to look at my back. Sorry. Later, use the comments. Let's pick up some prayer real quick. Tom, what do we need to lift up for you here? You're sitting here in front of us. Everything's been good for you, though, hasn't it? Kind of, maybe. What else has been messing with you, Tom? Oh yeah, Pastor Chris Trumbull. Yeah, you talking about his grandson Noah? That's right. Yeah, 9 years old. Got a brand new set of lungs. Lung transplant just yesterday. Was that this morning or was it? No, it was yesterday, wasn't it? Yesterday morning. Yeah. Absolutely. So we're definitely keeping that family in prayers with that. But that's awesome because they've been praying for that. That lung stuff is not a blast. Yeah, read the comments. Yeah, gee, where should I start? Should I go backwards? You guys are loading me up here. Let's see what kind of prayer requests we've got going on. Stephanie, Samson. God bless everybody. It's great to see everybody on here. Denny. Okay. Watching from Brussels. Is that the far off? How awesome is that, huh? Thank you, man. Let's see that. Well, the amazing things are still awake. That's good. Not next to London, Kentucky, no. And look, one of our praise band guys says hello instead of being here. But that's okay. Yeah, Todd. But we can work with that. Oh, we've got some church members on the road watching. That's awesome. Look at this. Here's from, is this a typo? Like, or is that how it's pronounced? Robin Pierce, how is this pronounced? Hello from, is it Hemet? H-E-M-E-T. And Seg, is C-A... It's C, lower A. That's actually probably Canada, isn't it? I bet that's
probably,
Canada.
Probably Canada.
Because if it was California, she would have done a capital C-A. How awesome is that?
Huh.
That's neat stuff.
17 seconds later, I'm going to appear on the screen again.
Yeah. Kind of yeah, I know, 17-second delay. Oh, here we go. Cindy's sitting in West Virginia.
A little dyslexic, I read it. That's sitting good. In a VW.
Oh, look, Brandy, you just arrived in the screen. Yeah, there's definitely the 17 seconds delays. Oh, cool. Did I see all the comments? I think I've seen all the comments. Yeah. Okay. All right. Who has prayer requests on here, guys? We're lifting up some awesome and amazing things to God here. Tom's given us one to lift up for Chris Trumbull's grandson, Noah, 9-year-old with his double lung transplant thing. And while we're waiting to see if anybody else is going to be typing some things here, we're just thanking you, Lord, for that. For those brand new lungs for Noah. We thank you, Lord, that his body fully accepts those. And we especially thank you, Lord, for your peace upon the family of the young boy that passed. Well, I assume it's a boy, a young child that passed, that provided these lungs for Noah for a second chance. So, Lord, we speak the glorious result of just perfectly perfect, just peace for the family and just a new game at life. for Noah. It's a good thing. It's a really, really good thing. Wow. 23 showing live right now. How good is that? And either this thing is not updating. I'm going to go over here and look at this other one. Making sure I'm looking at the right one. This should be more real time over here. Yeah, building treasures in heaven. Amen, Marion. Amen. Mike Utech was watching too. How good is that? I haven't seen him since that Emmaus walk many years back. And Mike Fordinal from Texas? God bless you guys, man. And from Ross, see you later, Brandon and Scott from Ross, Ohio. God bless you guys. Thanks for being here. That's been so good. So good indeed. All right. Somebody's going to pop up some other. Yeah, Chris. God bless. Chris is watching. And yeah, we are lifting up Noah, brother. Absolutely. And there's my friend, big friend, Steve. Steve, you are a parent who has lost a child, I know. And Chris, the comment right above you, Chris Trumbull, his grandson has received new lungs because of someone's generosity to carry the life on of a child that was lost. So, yeah, bless God, it's good. Hey, look, even Pastor Larry is on here now. Yeah. Okay, how good is that? Oh, for Cindy. Thank you, Cindy. All right, well, Cindy, yeah, we've been in messaging in that, but don't worry, I'm not going to go into any details with it. But Lord, I thank you. I thank you as we stand here corporately with all these people that are on here watching and listening, as we're lifting up Cindy, that these struggles, these trials that the enemy has been bringing against her in all the different areas of her lives, that they are just crushed, and they are flushed out, and they are gone, never to return. So Cindy, we speak just the life, the strength, the peace, and the glory of Yeshua Christ Jesus into all areas of your life. So I thank you, Lord, that these things just fly through. Mary Ann, I see that. Remember Julie. I actually spoke with Julie on the phone today. And God's got this. God's got this. She is healed in the name of Jesus. That is so, so good. Thank you, Linda, for bringing up for prayers for Judy Banks. Yeah, losing a loved one. It's rough. He'd dealt with Parkinson for, 10 years. Yeah, so Lord, we lift up the Banks, that family of Judy Banks and all her loved ones. We thank you, Daddy, for the blessed memories of Judy. As the family can just stay focused on those memories, knowing that they will see her again with you in paradise. So we thank you, Lord. It's just your peace, which surpasses all understanding, just comes upon them, comes upon her in the name of Jesus Christ. So Lord, I thank you. Thank you for your amazing grace. I'm going to try and hit a button here and see if this will do what I think it'll do. Hoop! It did. Okay, there you guys go. Technology almost eludes me, but not always. But yeah. So the Banks family, and for Noah and Trumbull, for Cindy, that's good. Seems like there was somebody else that was going. There was a person I got was in contact here that was going to try to actually physically be here. That lives up in Mason, and I believe it was her husband that was suffering from Crohn's. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're lifting this man up to you. We come against Crohn's and all the digestive junk. By your grace, Lord, I was healed from anxiety and IBS, irritable bowel system junk, so I know that the torment that can come with that. So, Daddy, we thank you that he is made fully whole, set free in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, for God is so good. Stephanie, yeah, this high blood pressure stuff, no more, no more. Stephanie, place your hand on your heart for me. Actually, down in your kidneys, actually be even better. So, Lord, we speak to Stephanie's kidneys. We speak into those and commanding that they do their job. So kidneys, you work and you regulate that blood pressure the way that life is supposed to be going. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Yeah, Todd for the Foley family. Yeah, that's a great, great family. Great family. We're lifting up the Foley and the blessed memories of loved ones. It's hard to use it. Hard to use it. Yeah, Pamela, God bless. Yeah, let's literally use this for him. Nancy, yes. Steve Ballard. Oh man, that man should be walking and hanging out with us now. So that chemo junk that's messing with him, because that's all we're down to now, though. He's been healed in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord. Steve Ballard is fully, fully made whole. Yeah, Freddie, for hidden pastors in Pakistan, Nigeria, and China. Boy, absolutely. Those are the ones that are out there doing way more. We got so easy here in America. Even if Facebook blocks this, you know, that's a nothing compared to the persecution they handle. So Lord, we lift them up. Pakistan, Nigeria, China. Whew, yes and amen. Yeah, Cindy, for your mom. Yeah, depression. Yeah, sickness, garbage. These things are dark spirits that find ways to come upon us. John 10:10 tells us the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus comes to give us life and to give us more abundantly. So bless God. He takes care of all these things for us, all right? So we just speak peace for her. We speak joy, just great joy into your mom, Sydney. Just great joy for her. And the peace that surpasses all understanding. That is just so good. God, you're an awesome and amazing God. And Lord, this is the first time you've led me to use Facebook Live for service, for gathering. And as you probably figured out, this isn't exactly a service we do here. We practice from 5:30 to 7, although that didn't happen tonight. I got started late because of techie stuff here. But But God is good. And I love the lives that are being touched and the people that are coming together here right now. You know, these are great and things. Yeah, Marianne. Yes and amen. Jackie, we spoke. Yeah, we lift her up in the name of Jesus. Only God can take care of these things. And remember, James 5:16 tells us that the effective, fervent prayers of the righteous bring much. So the prayers of a mother for her child especially do a lot. I do know that the prayers that my mom gave for me back in my rebel years of getting out of high school and that my mother's prayers brought me back to Christ. And look, here I am. Here I am now. Look at me now. Singing praises to the Lord. Praying for people on here. And the cool thing is, look, we've got 25 people connected on here right now. And all of us have the same agreement. We all love Christ. We love the body of Christ. And we want to see darkness crushed. We've all got our own different things that are coming and tormenting us. The enemy is ruthless. He's always finding a way to go ahead and sneak in there and try and distract us. But the good news is, we just need to keep our focus. We just need to keep our focus on these things. And what is this focus I'm talking about? In Matthew 6:33, we are told to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Well, what are all these things? All these things are all the verses prior in Matthew 6. These are God's blessings of peace, of provision, essentially giving us everything that we need. It's not always everything we want, but it's everything we need. And then we're told in Hebrews 11:6 that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now take those two and put them in a loop. Read that. Just go back and forth. He's a rewarder of those who seek him. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You see what happens here? You seek God daily, you receive the rewards, the blessings. Because that's what God's all about. Yeah. Thank you. Jesus is right, Cindy. That's exactly right. So our God is an awesome, awesome and amazing God. And we just speak the life, the strength, and the glory of Christ Jesus and every one of you watching here. Because God is good. God is amazing good. Anything else, my brother Tom over here? God bless Tom. We love Tom. You guys got anything else we want to be lifting up here? If not, I'm probably going to be signing off. But I'm thrilled to see that how God's working in all of your lives. And I'm especially thrilled to use some technology here that actually held up the whole time and worked. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. I thank you, Daddy, for all those who have come here. I thank you for all the loved ones, all the people they know that they lift up. For, Lord, you give us your authority and your peace and your glory to just go ahead and just bless and share. Yeah, we are lifting up the children, the orphans, the widows, the pastors. There's so many that are in our need. I got to tell you guys, you got to be obedient. You got to be obedient. When Christ tells you to do something, you got to be obedient. I was talking to a lady today. She was kind of just starting to get reengaged in all this obedience stuff. And she was in the grocery store. And God said, go over and pray for this person that she saw limping. And she broke through her fears and did that. That's huge. Obedience to Christ is huge. And that's what brings us closer to Christ. That's that foundation we were just talking about in 1 Corinthians 3, you know, verses 11 through 15, that foundation that builds. Build up your eternal foundations. Bring all that through. Bring it all through. God bless you, everyone. God bless.